This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending March 22nd, 2019. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bettinelli. If you're listening to this podcast, you're likely somewhat familiar with the internet and websites, but did you know that St. Thomas Aquinas is responsible for the creation of hypertext, the system of linking pages with each other through those little blue underlines? Father Roberto Busa, an Italian Jesuit, in 1949 met with IBM founder Thomas Watson and convinced him to use the new IBM computers to create a hypertext version of Aquinas' Summa Theologiae for textual analysis, and the rest was history. What's the final movie in the Star Wars Skywalker saga comes later this year? Future Star Wars movies will come in the form of two new trilogies, one on an as-yet-unknown topic and directed by Rian Johnson, and the other a completely separate trilogy directed by the creators of Game of Thrones. A new rumor says that this second trilogy will be set in the Old Republic, thousands of years before the current time period, and filming is expected to begin in the fall. But that's just a rumor at this point. Fans of 90s science fiction still fondly remember the TV show Sliders that ran for 5 seasons on Fox and then the Sci-Fi Channel. It features a young genius played by Jerry O'Connell and Professor Arturo, played by John Rhys-Davies, who were stuck traveling through parallel Earths where anything could happen. Now it looks like these two principal actors are looking to bring it back for a reboot and are in exploratory talks, even for just a season or two. Another 90s sci-fi show is back in a way, as all 4 seasons of Farscape are now available for streaming on Amazon Prime. The show achieved cult status among fans despite its short run and even won several Saturn Awards. Farscape was created by the Jim Henson Company and featured several alien puppets in the cast. Apple is clearing the decks for its big news and streaming media-focused event next week by dropping a bunch of new hardware this week. So far, Apple has refreshed the long-neglected iPad Mini and the iPad Air with updates and support for Apple Pencil. They also came out with the second generation of AirPods, which now include wireless charging, plus some spec speed bumps for iMacs. Apple's big event is expected to unveil a new streaming service, which will take place on Monday, March 25th. The first trailer for Stranger Things Season 3 is available this week, and it gives us a glimpse of our young friends entering their teen years with the usual 80s hair, clothes, and angst. Oh yeah, it's the 4th of July, and we get a glimpse of yet another creepy denizen of the Upside Down. Expect to stream the season on the aforementioned 4th of July. NASA has plans to send a new rover to the moon by 2023. Previously, the space agency had set a goal of a manned return to the moon in 2028, but the intermediate step will put a rover on the surface to examine volatile compounds over the course of months and perhaps at the poles, where they hope to find materials that could be used to manufacture oxygen fuel and other materials that could be used to build a lunar base or future Mars spaceships. The U.S. Air Force is developing a new AI to help fighter pilots, like a kind of R2-D2 from Star Wars. Skyborg, which is a terrible name, would perform critical tasks for the pilot while the human flies and fights threats. For years, jet cockpits have become more and more complex and have forced pilots to keep their heads down in the instruments rather than up and about and looking for threats. Skyborg could help by identifying potential targets, navigating, and increasing situational awareness. Happy beeps, buddy. Happy beeps. NASA has revealed that a massive meteor exploded over the Bering Sea last December, and we're only just learning about it now. The event is the largest of its kind since the 2013 incident over Russia. The explosion of this fireball was equivalent to 173 kilotons of TNT, 10 times the force of the Hiroshima blast, and they estimate the rock was between 10 and 14 meters in diameter. NASA experts said an event like this could happen 2 or 3 times a century. To celebrate 90 years of the Walt Disney Company, LEGO has released a commemorative set of Steamboat Willie, the cartoon character that was the immediate precursor to Mickey Mouse. The design is all in black and white, like the original cartoon, and features Willie and a female mouse as minifigures and the sidewheeler steamboat, the SS Willie. The set will cost $90 and be available on April 1st. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at SQPN possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.